Welcome to It's a Good Life with Brian Buffini, founder of America's largest business coaching company. Here's a short classic cut from one of our all-time favorite episodes.
And so today's episode is called Be Anxious for Nothing. Now, that's obviously not a quote from me. That's from the scriptures. And it's a fantastic quote, be anxious for nothing. And so we're going to talk about that. So the first major point I want to get into is that society is anxious. So we're living in a cauldron of anxiety. Negativity is the norm. A Big Think Group just did a survey that said 90% of the news on TV, social media, and so on and so forth, in newspapers, if you can still find one, was negative. And so this is where we're going. Negativity has become the norm. And we have access and addiction to that little phone we have. We carry it with us everywhere we go. We see it all the time. And what we're doing is we're wasting our time on things that are making us anxious. That's the problem. And we're investing in things that make us anxious. So negativity is the norm. So once you go to where the norm is, you're going to be anxious. So you have to go where the norm is not. I don't think this podcast is the norm. I believe going to conferences and seminars on personal growth and development is not the norm. Reading books to help you grow and develop is not the norm. Being faithful in your disciplines is not the norm. Budgeting and taking care of your finances is not the norm. Going the extra mile for your customers is not the norm. So negativity is the norm. And we want to be beyond the norm, okay? The next piece to the puzzle is we're becoming more inwardly focused. More inwardly focused. And this is, again, the World Health Organization was doing an analysis, and they said that in Western societies are becoming more psychologically sensitive because there's less pressure on us to survive. They believe that our gaze has moved away from survival and shifted inward. You know, one of the greatest cures for being inwardly focused is service. Go serve somebody else. Go help someone else. And do it for the joy of it. Do it for the blessing of it. And guess what, though? No one is blessed more than the person who gets to do the service. It's impossible to shine a light to someone else's path without lighting up your own. So don't be so inwardly focused. Become outwardly focused. And then the last piece here is we call alone together. You know, in 1960, 7% of all U.S. adults lived alone. By 2017, 33% of U.S. adults live alone. Now, just because somebody's alone doesn't mean they're lonely. So what we have to really make sure is that when we're alone, that it's intentional. My good friend, Dr. Henry Cloud, says this: there's a difference between solitude and isolation. One is connected and one isn't. Solitude replenishes a person. Isolation diminishes a person. So that's where we want to make sure we differentiate ourselves. Okay, whether you're living alone, not a problem. Just make sure we don't get stuck in isolation. So now the second dynamic that happens for us, society is an outside force, right? Society does not have to impose its anxiety on you whatsoever. The part that we struggle with as human beings is that we have a need for control. And our need for control as human beings is what ultimately causes the highest level of anxiety, okay? And we want to control things. And we feel out of control, we feel anxious. As human beings, we like to feel like we have some control. And I'm going to say this. There's almost nothing we have control over. When I'm feeling anxious is when I'm trying to control a situation as opposed to, you know, I know who controls the future and it's not me. You know, he's got the whole world in his hands is the old song we sang as kids. It doesn't say, Brian, you've got the whole world in your hands. So that's where the dynamic comes from, okay? And so that big piece there is I feel the need to be in control. What am I actually in control of? Three things are the only things I know of. I can control my attitude. I can control my energy. And I can control my effort. I don't really know anything else I can control. Now, the difference between that and abdication is there's things I can manage. So, for example, I can manage my money, but I don't control the stock market. I can manage my budget, but I can't control economic forces. I don't get to decide if there's a recession or not. What I get to do is manage my business, and that's my attitude, energy, and effort. The last piece that I'm going to give you today is a thought that I think can help you, and it's about being present this day. Being present this day. You know, when I read books that have influenced me greatly, like The Greatest Salesman in the World, there's 10 scrolls for success. Three of those scrolls start with the word today. and the power of the individual day and be present this day. I think one of the reasons we struggle with anxiety is that we're not very present in each and every day. And so one of the reasons for that is if we've had difficulties or trauma in the past, we get stuck in the past. Or here comes the future and we get overwhelmed by the future. Stuck in the past, overwhelmed by the future means we're not present today. One of my favorite verses in the Bible was Jesus talking to his disciples said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Pretty profound stuff. Don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. And each day has enough trouble of its own. True story, right? B. Olatunji said this, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present." Now, that's a very famous quote because I heard it from the movie Kung Fu Panda when I was with my kids years ago, okay? And so, being present. One of my favorite little books a friend of mine by the name of Spencer Johnson wrote was called The Precious Present. Very, very powerful. Here's the last little thing I'm going to give you that causes anxiety that the presence of the present can help us with, and that's perfectionism. Perfectionism is one of the manifestations of control, but it's really the fear of being judged. I'm afraid of being judged. And so because of that, I don't want to stick my neck out. Because of that, I don't want to pursue my goal. Because of that, I listen to the naysayers. And so what happens is that perfectionism that becomes procrastination, it ultimately leads to a great source of anxiety, okay? Brené Brown says this, "When perfectionism is driving us, shame is riding shotgun, and fear is that annoying backseat driver." Fantastic quote, Brené. And here's a big piece to this. And I believe this perfectionism and this judgmentalism is ultimately what's driving up this younger generation into a state of anxiety. Millennials and the younger generation behind it are the most anxious generations in history ever tested. And one of the reasons is on social media is that people post their best life. It's the best picture of themselves. It's the best restaurant, the best vacation, the best outfit. And so what's happening is now we're falling into the ultimate anxiety of comparison. Society is anxious. Here's what I'm going to say. Be in the world, but not of the world. Participate in society, but don't be conforming to society. If you're going to conform to the people around you, if you want to fit in with the crowd, you will be anxious. If you want to just go with the crowd, you are going to be an anxious, stressed, that's the life you're headed for. So don't fit in with the society. Next, instead of control, think in terms of influence. Think in terms of influence. Understand there's only three things you can control: your attitudes, your efforts, your energy, and everything else is out of your control. All you can do with the rest of your life is influence. So hold your life with an open hand and not a closed fist. And then lastly, be present this day. Be present this day. As a guy that is an achiever who's been wrapped tight for a long time and work hard, head down, always had the immigrant mindset, and that's something that a lot of people have admired, and I've had a chance to share a lot of success strategies with people. I've also found on occasion I went over the edge and did too much. I didn't have balance, and I became an anxious person. And these three principles I've shared with you today are hard-fought lessons for me. These are the things I didn't learn in a seminar or a book or whatever else. This was, I've done too much. I'm way wrapped too tight. What's going on? And I found out I was tying into society too much. I had too much and too high a need for control. And I was either stuck in the past or overwhelmed by the future. And I wasn't present this day. So I'm speaking to you autobiographically today. These are things that have really helped me. These are things that are helping me live the good life. And I hope this can help you live the good life. So there you go. That's what I had for you today. I want you to be anxious for nothing. I want to help you out. I hope this encourages you. I hope there's a few how-tos for you. And maybe it'll let you sleep a little better and realize you're not alone and that there's something you can do about it.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this quick cut. Head to the show notes to listen to the full episode. If you'd like to elevate your business to achieve your goals, talk to one of our experts on a free business consultation. Visit itsagoodlife.com/BC to schedule yours today.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.